Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you, we wouldn't be able to get this site funded and wouldn't be able to put the shows out on a regular basis. If you want to donate, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate, and donate as little or as much as you can. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date, September 6th. 1955, and the title is Hermit of Tall Tree Mountain. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Hermit of Tall Tree Mountain. Link Fargan was a cattle rustler in the Tall Tree Mountain country of the Old West. As bad men go, Link was smart. That is, he was smart until he locked horns with the hard-riding Cisco Kid. Then he didn't seem so smart and became just another hoodlum, boastful and transparent. As our story opens, it is early afternoon. In company with the sheriff's posse, Cisco and the faithful Pancho are riding out from the town of Tall Tree towards the cattle grazing grounds along a foothill trail. Presently.
Un momento, if you please, señor sheriff.
Cisco, say un momento, sheriff.
Oh, yeah, hold.
Well, what's the idea, Cisco? What you want to stop here for?
From here, sheriff, with these field glasses, we can see a part of the cattle grazing grounds.
Yeah, no, but
after we leave this spot, we cannot see the grazing grounds again until we are almost upon them.
Cisco, look for cattle rustling, sheriff.
Yeah, he's right, Pancho.
Let's keep on riding. You can't see nothing from here.
On the contrary, sheriff, I'm looking at an hombre right now. Perhaps you can tell who he is. Here, use my glasses.
Let's see. By thunder, there is somebody there, sitting his horse. Hey, he's using field glasses, too.
Say, is he still looking up the mountain through them?
Yep, he used to be.
Is he anyone you know, Senor Sheriff?
I can't be sure, Cisco, but from here he looks something like Billy Cadis, that you know, travels around with Link Fargan.
Could they be your cattle rustlers?
Could be. They're a couple of hard hombres, but I got nothing on them. That's the whole trouble, Cisco. That's why I called you and your partner here in this trackers. We get a report that there's cattle rustling in a certain section, and when we get there, there's no sign of any cattle rustlers.
I wonder why that hombre is looking up at the mountain.
We go ask him, Cisco.
We might do that, Pancho, if he is there when we arrive. Up, Diablo, come.
Get up there.
All right, you hombres, get busy. Cut out some of them calves. Just don't start the herd stampeding, that's all.
Hey, Link.
Yeah, what you want, Billy?
Can you come over here a minute?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Oh. What is it?
Hermit's hung out the sign.
He's hung it out. You mean that burlap sack?
Sure enough.
Let me see them glasses. Right, Sunday, you're right, Billy. That blasted fool. I told him to bend that third branch down to give us the danger signal.
He was the old signal. The burlap sack hung over the third branch. Guess he forgot.
I ain't paying him to forget. Paying him to keep watch over this here valley when we go out on a rustling job. Give us the danger signal from up there when he sees anybody riding in our direction.
Reckon we better get out of here just the same, Link.
We'll get out of here.
And ride into the river to cover our trail, huh?
Yeah, we'll ride up river. And we'll continue on up the mountain to teach that confounded hermit a lesson. All right, boys, knock off for now. We're leaving.
Now we'll see what's what, Cisco.
See, sheriff. There are your grazing grounds.
Not seen no hombres now, Cisco.
Not one. Not even the one who was looking through the glasses. Oh, they'll hold.
Well, now, don't that beat all?
We know one hombre was here, Senor Sheriff. Probably there were others with him.
We'll get busy. Get busy, Cisco, and look for tracks. You better find them mighty quick, too.
Un momento, Sheriff. We are glad to help. We are also glad to take advice, but we are not going to be told what to do. Is that clear?
All right, just get going.
One question first. Does anyone live up there on Tall Tree Mountain?
Oh, just a hermit lives clear up on top. Hey, you see that big tree outlined against the sky?
See?
Well, he lives close by that. But I don't see what he's got to do with all this business.
Probably nothing, Senor Sheriff. I suggest you and your men stay here until Pancho and I pick up the tracks. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, look, man, go, go.
Here are the tracks of horses freshly made, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Lead to the river, no?
See, trying to throw the sheriff off the trail. Pancho and I will ride up river first, Senor Sheriff. When we pick up the tracks again, Pancho will come back to tell you.
And then you come with us.
Why should I take orders from that Cisco kid? I ain't going to. All you boys outside of the deputy can go on back home.
Aye, sir.
Cisco ain't going to find nothing anyway. As soon as he gets out of sight, deputy, you and I'll follow him. Just kind of keep an eye on him.
Here's the hermit's hut, Link.
Yeah. Oh. What's his name, Billy? I can't ever recall it. We call him just plain hermit.
Sidney something. Ballard, that's it. Sidney Ballard. And here he comes out of the hut.
You! Ballard! What's the idea of hanging that burlap sack over the third branch of that tree?
That's what you wanted me to do, Fargan, whenever I saw any riders.
That was the old signal. Didn't I tell you 2 weeks ago to change it?
By thunder, come to think of it, Fargan, I guess you did.
You guess, huh? There's something so next time you won't have to guess. You'll remember.
I'll remember, Fargan. I'll remember next time.
Yeah, you better remember. Get up on your feet, Hermit. And just to make sure... next time, be sure you use the right signal.
Yeah, I will, Fargan. I will.
A couple of riders coming up the trail down there, Link.
Huh? Coming up this way?
Yeah. Hey, it's a sheriff and a deputy. You suppose they found our tracks, Link?
They must have. They're coming up this way. But let them come. I got an idea just what to do with them two hombres as soon as they get here.
Why we ride off the trail like this, Cisco?
To let the sheriff and his deputy ride past Pancho.
They do ride past a few minutes ago.
Hey.
Oh.
We'll give them time to get well up the trail. Uh-huh. And we will continue tracking the rustlers, if they were rustlers.
Well, how'd you know the sheriff and the deputy followed us?
Oh, Pancho. Have you not yet learned that those who might be tracked down and shot someday develop a sixth sense?
Well, see, but... sixth sense?
No, Chico. Not sixth sense. A sixth sense.
Oh, a sixth sense.
See.
What is a sixth sense, Cisco?
Well, let us call it something in the mind.
Uh-huh.
Something that warns of danger you cannot see or hear, but which you know is present.
And then why did you know the sheriff and the deputy followed us?
Hey, I did not want him to join us. He gives too many orders.
You don't like that sheriff, Cisco, huh?
Oh, see, I like him well enough, amigo,
I
but...
I think so.
Not out on a job like this. Come, let us get back out on the trail.
Well, we know what the rustlers do, Cisco. We know they ride up river in the shallow water for half a mile.
And then rode their horses out onto the trail that goes up the mountain.
See, up the mountain.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Loco, come on. Go, Loco, come on, Loco. Pancho, like to know something else, Cisco. Do not tell Pancho yet.
What is that, Pancho?
Pancho, like to know why that rustler look up the mountain with his field glasses.
I would like to know that myself, Chico. Wait a minute, hold up, hold.
Go, Loco, hold.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Pancho.
Why are you glad?
There are only two reasons I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
First, to make sure he is not being pursued.
Mm-hmm.
And second, to watch for some sort of signal.
Mm-hmm.
And since the rustlers would have no reason to fear pursuit from that direction, that hombre must have been watching for a signal.
Watching for a signal.
Which means that the rustlers might have had a confederate up on the mountain.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
We'd better try to overtake the sheriff and warn him of danger. Otherwise, he might ride straight into an ambush. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Loco, come on now. Go.
right, boys. This is the place. Get under cover on each side of the trail. Billy, you keep watch down the other trail. One that branches off from this one down below, just in case.
Right, Link.
And they're almost here. Now keep quiet.
I swear I don't know where them two could have gone to, Deputy. They sure must have come up this trail mighty fast.
All right, Sheriff, stop right where you are.
Well, by Jesus. Whoa.
And don't try to draw. Neither of you. My boy's got you covered.
Link Foggin, huh? I might have known it.
Come down off them horses.
Well, we got to, Deputy. You got the drop on us. The blasted sidewinder.
Now take them guns of yours, Sheriff. They're yours, Deputy. All right.
Hey, Link.
Huh?
A couple of armories riding up this way. One of them looks to me like I got Cisco Kid.
Cisco, huh? There's an armory I ain't going to fool around with. A couple of you boys take the sheriff and the deputy up to the hermit's hut and stand guard over them. I'll tend to them later. The rest of you come with me. We're going to dry gulch the Cisco Kid.
We almost nearly to the top of the mountain, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
You may not catch up with the sheriff yet.
Well, he had too good a start, Chico.
Oh, very good start.
But he cannot be far ahead of us now. Perhaps when we get around the next bend of the trail, we will come within sight of him.
Bend of the trail just above the river, Chico.
Si, amigo. The headwaters of the river are up in this mountain country. What is the matter, Diablo?
What's the matter, Loco? What's the matter?
The horses are uneasy, Pancho. We better stop right here. Hold, Diablo.
Loco. Very still, Chico.
Si. Just a little bit too still, Pancho. That bush up ahead of us.
Yeah?
It moved. There is no wind. Down off your horse. Quickly, Pancho.
Quickly, Pancho. I come too close.
Lead your horse. Back along the trail, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Madre mia. There are banderos back there, too. Draw your guns, Pancho, and start shooting. We are going to have to fight our way back down this trail.
And the danger to Cisco and Pancho is great. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Hermit of Tall Tree Mountain. From the top of Tall Tree Mountain where he lived, Hermit Sidney Ballard commanded a view of the whole valley below. So cattle rustler Link Foggin paid the hermit to be his lookout and to signal when danger threatened. But when the hermit put out the wrong signal, Link rode to the mountaintop with his men to administer punishment. The sheriff and deputy followed. Link took them prisoner. Then he set a trap to dry gulch the Cisco Kid and Pancho. And as Cisco and Pancho rode up the trail above and parallel to the river...
Santos, Pancho. Those hombres are ahead of us and behind us.
They got us catched, Cisco.
Shoot at the flash of their rifles.
What we do, Cisco, is no place to get under cover on the trail.
Our only chance is to escape by way of the river.
Jump into the river, Cisco?
Si.
Well, Pancho can swim.
I will help you all I can, amigo.
No.
Si. If we can get under that overhanging ledge, their bullets cannot reach us.
That one too close, Cisco. Take a piece out of Pancho's sombrero.
And the next bullet may kill one of us. That settles it. Jump, Pancho. Down into the river.
But, Cisco, Pancho be drowned?
I will not let you drown.
Pancho not like the water, Cisco.
You like those bullets any better?
No, Pancho like a bullet, would
you? Pancho, there is no time to argue with you. Whether you like it or not,
you are going into that river.
No, Cisco, no.
Right
no.
Now.
Now, I will go after Pancho.
They're in the river, boy. Down this way so we can get a shot at him. Right.
Hey.
Cisco. Cisco.
Si, Pancho. I'm here with you. Do not struggle. Or we'll both go under.
Pancho, why don't you get out of the water, Cisco? Pancho, why don't you get out of the water?
Stop that struggling, I tell you.
Pancho, get a head higher out of the water.
Santos. Here, I will grab your collar. There. Now, I can get you to shore.
under that ledge.
Get away, Link. Don't worry. The coast is going to stand right now.
We'll see about that, hombre. We'll be under that ledge just another second or two.
Cisco! Cisco!
Now, stand on your feet. The water is not deep here. You can wade the rest of the way to shore.
Aren't you away, Cisco?
Cisco. There. Now we are safe from their bullets.
See, Cisco, but how we get away from under this ledge? They shoot us from over there, and they shoot us from the other side.
Unless I am greatly mistaken, Pancho, the banditos will come down that path to the water's edge. So the only thing to do is for us to be there to meet them.
But, Cisco, that means go back in the water.
It not only means going back in the water, Pancho, but to get to the edge of that path so we will not be seen means going under the water.
No, Cisco, no. When Pancho go in the water, not worry, he go under the water.
Hey, wait a minute, Link.
Huh? What for?
We better take it easy going down this path. Cisco may be ashore and laying for us.
I ain't worrying any about Cisco. Only place he could swim to get out of the way of our bullets would be under this overhang. From down by the river, we can get him.
And don't forget, he's still got his guns, so that partner of his.
I ain't worrying about that neither. Because I'm fixing to get in the first shot, Billy.
Now what about the sheriff and the deputy? I left them up there in charge of the boys. Think we better gun him down?
No, not yet. Unless that blasted Cisco kid should happen to get away. And that ain't gonna happen.
Well, supposing he should. It's a mighty trick hombre to tell me.
Well, if he should, then gun down the sheriff and the deputy. And be sure you get that hermit, because he'll talk.
Maybe I better go on him up back there.
Yeah, good idea, Billy. I don't need no help in handling this Cisco kid. You go on back up to the top of the mountain. I'll keep on down to the river's edge.
No, Cisco. Pancho not can go back in the water. Pancho not want to be scared of the water, but Pancho not can help it.
Very well, Pancho. I understand how it is. I will not insist. For now, you stay here.
But where'd you go, Cisco?
I told you, Chico. I must get over to the edge of that path where it comes down to the water. Any moment now, those banditos will be coming down. And if we are still here, it would be very bad for us.
You leave Pancho here?
I must leave you, amigo.
But
I'm going to have to swim under the water in case someone is watching from above. You can wait until I get over there. Mm-hmm. Then, if I find the coast is clear, you can wade across to that path.
Hey, Pancho, do it, Cisco.
Very well. Here I go.
Cisco. Cisco. Do not stay under that water too long. Cisco. Cisco, do not stay under the water.
Quieto, Pancho. You want to give away our plan to those banditos?
You don't have to say no more, Amber. You sure tipped me off. Come in here, Cisco, till I get a good look at you.
I am coming in, hombre.
And don't forget, you got this gun right on you, so don't try anything funny. Before I gun you down, I'm curious to know what you're doing up here.
Well, at the moment, hombre, I'm going after you. Bullet came close, but not close enough, bandito. I'll take that gun. Throw it in the river. Now we'll fight with our fists.
Find your way to the river now. Pancho, come to help you.
Bueno, Pancho, but I think I can handle this hombre by myself.
No, you don't. I can look any man in these parts.
Yes, sir, not from these parts, hombre.
You fight well, bandito. When you leave your jaw unguarded, that means trouble for you.
Bueno, Cisco. You knock the hombre right into the edge of the water, no?
We'll get him out of there, Pancho. All right, now you...
I want some information. I want it quickly. How many men have you up on that mountain?
I ain't telling you nothing, Cisco.
Very well, then we'll fight some more.
No. Bad enough. I ain't fighting any more with you.
Then answer my question.
About a half dozen.
Is the sheriff up there?
Well...
Quickly!
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
And the deputy?
They're both up there, Cisco. But it won't do you any good to know that, because my boys are under orders to gun them down, in case you get away.
Oh, is that so? I'm glad to know that. Walk up that trail ahead of us, bandito. And remember, this time, my gun is on you.
Well,
Reckon you never expected to be in this fix, did you, Sheriff?
Maybe not, Billy, but I've been in worse fixes than this and got out of them, all right.
Ain't getting out of this one. Not unless you do as Link told you and get out of the country and keep your mouth shut.
Why, you mangy cattle rustler?
Ought to go easy on them names, Sheriff. Kind of quick-tempered about some things. Being called names is one of them.
Well, if you think I'm going to knuckle down to hombres like you and Link Fargan, you got another thing coming.
You're sick of living, huh?
I'm sick of talking to you, you second reader.
Second reader, huh? Maybe and maybe not. I've had it in for you for a long time, Sheriff, ever since you arrested my brother and had him sent up for horse stealing. I'd like nothing better to put a bullet into you.
Oh, go on. Run along, squirt.
Almost up to the top of the mountain, Archie's gold.
You keep quiet, Pancho.
Hey, what's that?
Maybe you'll find out any minute now, Billy.
Why, then, if that's the Cisco kid.
It ain't anybody else. Huh? Look, he's walking Link up here at the point of a gun.
There's the sheriff, Pancho. Go cut him loose.
Here, Cisco.
Tell your men not to draw, hombre. Remember this gun at your back.
Take it easy, boy. Cisco here means what he says.
There, senor sheriff. You free now.
Thanks. Cisco, I reckon I owe you an apology. I called you in to trail these hombres, but even so, I figured that you was overrated and...
Cisco or no Cisco, I'm getting you, Sheriff.
Look out, Cisco!
Oh! Mighty good shooting, Cisco. Hey, if you hadn't shot that gun out of this sidewinder's
hand... Sheriff. Pancho, get some rope and tie these hombres.
Si.
You had better send the deputy to locate the hermits and your sheriff.
Yeah, they're guarding him over there in his hut. Drop them guns, boys. Unless you want another sample of Cisco shooting.
Maybe they're all scared of you, Cisco, but I sure ain't.
Pancho, keep your guns on this one. I have other business to attend to, it seems.
Si, Cisco.
I'll knock your black off, Cisco.
For some reason, everyone around this place wants to fight with me. I've had just about enough fighting for one day. However, I will accommodate you, hombre, to the best of my ability.
Hard to think it's a good ability, no?
Sure ain't quitting like the rest of these white-livered coyotes around here.
Uh-huh. Then I will have to do my best to make you quit at once.
Anybody else want to fight, Cisco?
That's a stuff, deputy. Make them marriage throw down their guns.
Is the hermit all right, senor sheriff?
Yep. Yeah, he's all right. Scared and ready to talk. But he ain't hurt.
He is the confederate of these rustlers, is he not?
Well, yes, I gather so, but... Well, how'd you know that, Cisco?
It stood to reason they were getting signals from somewhere. And since that bandito was looking up the mountain with his field glasses, the logical man to be giving those signals was the hermit.
Cisco, I got to admit that you're right.
Well, Senor Sheriff,
Well, Cisco?
I believe I misjudge you, too. I admit that freely.
Well, seems that both of us was a little wrong.
Pancho wrong too, Senor Sheriff.
Si. But we were working toward the same result, Senor Sheriff. The upholding of the law. Suppose we shake hands.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We good friends with that sheriff now, Cisco, huh?
Si, Pancho. I would say we are. He is outspoken and abrupt, but he is a brave and honest man.
Si, brave and honest man. Just like Pancho.
Oh, si, Chico. You are brave. Also, you are honest. But why do you say so?
Pancho, brave and honest, Cisco, because Pancho had to go to see Big Maria.
Well, we are coming to the town where Big Maria lives, are we not?
Here we go.
But I do not see what being brave and honest has to do with going to see Big Maria.
And the last time Pancho see Big Maria, Pancho was honest with Big Maria.
Oh, so now you have to be brave to go and see her, eh?
Here, Cisco.
Did you say something to make Big Maria angry?
Yeah, Big Maria was so mad. She says Pancho out of the house and all the way up the street.
She must have been very angry indeed.
Very angry and mad, too.
What did you say to make her so angry?
Well, it was a nice night, Cisco.
A nice night?
Yeah. Big round moon. Nice warm air. You smell the flowers.
A romantic night, you mean?
Well, very romantic night. And Big Maria feel romantic too, Cisco.
What did she say to you?
She put her head on Pancho's shoulders. Right here. And she whispered to me, Pancho, say something soft and sweet to Big Maria.
She said, say something soft and sweet.
Si, Cisco.
And what did you say that was soft and sweet?
Custard pie.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Hoppy, hop, hop, loco, loco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application, follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.